नमो बुद्धा नमो धम्मा नमो संघा नमो बुद्धा नमो धम्मा नमो संघा नमो बुद्धा नमो धम्मा नमो संघा। And we say these words and connect to the Triple Refuge. We connect at the same time to the lineage of practitioners, going back all the way to the Buddha. I invite you to intuitively feel that connection through your teachers, their teachers, going back all the generations. And in all those generations, there have been actually many who have manifested that liberation, that awakening. In different countries, under different circumstances. And they have lovingly cared for their students so that this gift, this present, arrives here now and we can benefit from it. A precious opportunity. And I will use it well as long as it lasts. I will use it for the benefit of all. Whoever comes into contact with me, whoever comes to my mind, may this be a Dharma contact. An inspiring contact. With a deeper quality. Even if my eyes just touch on somebody, our eyes meet, may even that be meaningful. And with this basic motivation, we know there is some training to do. We want to practice. We wish to practice exactly in those qualities that are so inspiring to us, so that they may also inspire others. These inspiring qualities are our deeper refuge. This is the meaning of practice. We breathe in and breathe out in those qualities. Sometimes they are summarized as the unity of wisdom and compassion. But what does that mean for me right now in my practice? Breathing in and out with wisdom could be described as breathing in and out in this spacious, fluid awareness, seeing the ungraspable, dynamic nature of whatever happens. Let us do just that for a while without talking. Breathing in and out in that open, spacious, fluid awareness that is aware of the ungraspable, dynamic nature of experience. spacious, open, continuous awareness, fluid, not grasping, seeing through whatever arises, seeing the nature seeing that there is no substance. And then being in that knowing, not actually creating a knowing, just sitting in that awareness, being that awareness. Very alive, very finely experiencing life, being alive. All senses open. When you're open like this, do you notice your receptivity, your sensitivity to sounds, to sights, to whatever occurs in mind, to feeling the body sensations? Notice that basic sensitivity, receptivity. How much resonance there is in this experience of life. Very fine, very subtle, and while there is this subtle experience of resonance, there is the awareness of the ungraspable nature of all of what is happening. There is this space, this spacious awareness that allows for everything to arise and dissolve in its own nature. This capacity to resonate is the ground of compassion. It's another quality of mind. It is very fine and precise. It differentiates, and because it is one with wisdom, it does not cling. Resonance without clinging. Let us breathe in that for a while, uniting this awareness of the ungraspable nature, this non-grasping, with an awareness of that, you can say, oneness with life, another word for resonance. The breathing is always, you can say, the anchor, the support to come back to. It has the great advantage that we stay connected to our body, to really being here and not going off into some bubble of meditation. And in this experience of breathing in and breathing out, there are all the qualities of mind. Everything is there. We do not need to go somewhere else. There is this spacious, open quality. There is this fluid quality, this continuity of awareness. This dynamic experience of being flowing on, very precisely experienced, yet never standing still for a moment. And there is this experience of interbeing, of resonance, seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, smelling. And of course, right now, the resonance to the words that you hear and understand. For me, the resonance of seeing you, feeling you a little bit, and usually there are reactions to what we fear, what we experience. That's the more active side of resonance, the more active side, you could say, of compassion. This is normally reactive in the sense of me interpreting, And basically, all these thoughts, all these reactions, this dynamic side of mind, they're expressions of our search for happiness. It is good to see that what we usually call distraction are the manifold ways in which we search for happiness, trying to become clear with our life, to sort it out, and so on, including, of course, all our tendencies of daydreaming, trying to recomfort ourselves by thinking a little bit more when we feel shaky. And maybe you feel that when this self-concern relaxes, then still there are thoughts arising, still there are movements. If the self-concern completely relaxes and the senses stay open, then this will be the active side of compassion. And right now we use it to compassionately direct our attention there where it is most wholesome. For example, to simply breathing in and out because we feel that's really good. It helps me to simplify, to just be. So let's do that for the rest of the session. Just being and knowing that the way we direct our attention, that this can be an expression of compassion.